Zakdel Gemishna Vaita Masech Tzchala Perik Dalad Mishna Zayin Yisrael Shaya Arisen Li Oivdei Koychavim. An Oris is what's called a sharecropper. He works on the field of an Oivdei Koychavim, and what he gets for it is a chelik of a peiros. And where is he working? Bisuria, in Syria. Bisuria, where Syria is today? Maybe not exactly, but more or less. David HaMelech, in his time, took over Syria, and he added it to Eretz Yisrael. David's invasion of Syria is called Kibush Yachid. One problem is, David had taken Syria before he had completed taking over Eretz Yisrael proper. Some say it was Shalei Alpi Adibur, he didn't have a direct command from Shemayim to do so, and not everybody was with him by the war, for whatever reason. There's a machloikis about David's invasion of Syria, which is called, again, Kibush Yachid, whether that's considered Kibush. In other words, the fact that David took Syria and added it to Eretz Yisrael, but does Syria have the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael? Even according to those who hold that it doesn't have Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, Min HaTorah, some say Midrabanan, in regard to certain things, it does. For example, there's a Chiyuv to take off Maisris and Shemitah. The Tanoim of our Mishnah are of the opinion, indeed, in Syria, there's no chiv to take off Trumas Himaisis Midaraisa, but there is a chiv Nidrabona. The Shaila is how exactly we apply that Drabona. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, let's see our Mishnah Vaiter, Mesechtes Chala, Perik Dalad, Mishnah Zain. Yisrael Shoya Arisen Li Oivde Kechavim. Regarding Yidden, who were Arisen, as we explained, they work on the field, they work in someone else's field, and they get a share of the Peris, and it is Bisuria. They're not working for a Yid, they're working for Oivde Kechavim. So we're going to say to this Yid, be careful. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv Perisayim B'Maishas of Shvias. Rabbi Eliezer holds that their Peiros is Mechuyiv Midrabanan in Maishas. You have to separate Maishas from the Chelik that you get. And when the Shemitah year comes, you have to apply all the Halachis of Shemitah. However, Rabbi Gamliel Paiter, Rabbi Gamliel says, no. Reb Aris, when you get your Peiros or working on the field of the Yavdek Echavim, you don't have to take off Maishas. And when Shemitah comes, you're not Mechuyiv in the Halachis of Shemitah. Does Rabbi Akiva hold that there's no Trumas Himaisris at all in Syria, not even Midrabanan? And the answer is, he holds there is Trumas Himaisris, but only when the field is owned by a Yid. If the field is not owned by a Yid, and we just have a Yid working for Nevet Kechavim, in Syria there's no Chiv at all. What about Syria when it comes to Chala? Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shtei Chalis B'Syria. There are two Chalas that have to be separated from dough in Syria. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chala Echas, only one. Two? Why should I have to separate two in Syria? So, let's explain as follows. Chazal regoizer a tumma on Eretz Ha'amim. Basically, it means anything that's found in Chutz La'aretz is considered tame, as a chshash that it's tumas mace. Why? Because it was common practice that Avdei Kechavim used to bury their mace without marking off where the kever was. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Syria has the same problem. Chazal were also geyser tumas Eretz Amim on Syria. Mainly, when you separate Chala in Syria, it's automatically considered to be Chala Tameya, which a kohen cannot eat. What do you do with Chala Tameya? What do we do today with Chala? You have to burn it. The problem is that because in Syria, the only Chala that people will see gets burnt, people will forget the whole idea Chala is supposed to go to the kohen. So therefore, they made a takana to separate two chalais. Out of these two chalais, one is burnt and one is given to the kohen. I don't understand, how could the kohen eat it if it's tummy? Well, the answer is it's not really chala. The real chala is burnt. The second chala is just for people to realize you're supposed to take a chala and give it to the kohen. Now this is what's done in Chutz La'aretz. What we're saying is that according to Ram Gamliel, there's also shtei chalas b'Syria. One is burnt, and the second one is given to the kohen just so that we shouldn't forget the idea that you're supposed to give challah to a kohen. Rabbi Eliezer says, challah echas. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Syria is like Eretz Yisrael. And the earth of Syria is not metame, like the earth of Eretz Ha'amim. So you don't automatically burn the challah, it's just one challah and give it to the kohen. So basically we have the first part of the Mishnah where Rabbi Eliezer is machmir and Rabbi Gamliel is more lenient. Yid, that's an Aris, for an Avik Echavim in Syria, Rabbi Eliezer says, You got your peiris, you have to separate trumas and maestris, and when Shemitah comes, you have to hold all the halachis of Shemitah. Ram Gamliel says, working for an Avik Yechavim in Syria, no, you don't have to. Then we have this halach in regard to how many chalas you have to separate. Rabbi Gamliel is machmir. Rabbi Gamliel says two chalis in Syria, just like in Chutz Laretz. One gets burnt, that's the real chala, and the other one just give to a kohen. People should remember that you give chala to a kohen. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, only one chala. Syria is not like Chutz Laretz. You only have to give one chala. It doesn't become tame. You give it to the kohen. So what happened was, is that Achazai Kulei Shel Rabbi Gamliel V'Kulei Shel Rabbi Eliezer, the people said, okay, I'm an Aris, working for an Avik Yechavim in Syria. I think we'll pass like Rabbi Gamliel. I don't have to give Trumas Yimaisres, and I don't have to hold Halachis of Shemitah for these Peres. Then when it came to how many Chalas to separate, they said, I think we'll pass like Rabbi Eliezer, who says only one. So what happened was, Achazai, the people took hold of Kulei Shel Rabbi Gamliel, the Kul of Rabbi Gamliel, the Kul Ishel Rabbi Eliezer, and the Kul of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, this is a big problem when you do that. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, one who is Oisek Kekule Demar is considered a Rasha. And particularly in this type of a case, because the reason Rabbi Gamliel says the Oris who's working for an Avik Yechavim in Syria does not have to give Trumas Yimaisris is because Rabbi Gamliel holds that Syria is pretty much the same as Chutz Laretz. Well, for that very same reason, you have to give two Chalis. And the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Aris that's working for the Avik Yechavim in Syria does have to give Trumas Yimaisres is because he holds that Syria is much closer to Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's the reason that he says there's no Tumah and you only give one Chalas. You can't have it both ways. You're contradicting yourself. So when the people were alerted to this, you can't have it both ways. You're contradicting yourself. Chazul lina kedivi Rabbi Gamliel b'shtei drachim. They said, okay, we're only passing like Rabbi Gamliel. So yes, the Aris that's working for the Avik Yechavim in Syria does not have to give Trumas Yimaisres, but for that same reason, that it's more like Chutz Laretz, you have to give two Chalas. One is burnt and one is given to the Kohen.